systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, July 3rd, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 213 of this motherfucking shit we do live 3 days a week. Coming to you from beautiful Kalispell, Montana. Beautiful, empty Kalispell, Montana.
Right.
At least it's not Libby, Montana.
No, no asbestos is here.
Pour out a little liquor for the town of Libby, Montana. So this is Friday's show. We're doing it early for once.
Way early.
This is the earliest we've ever done an episode of the Jam Hole because we all have to fucking work jobs and shit. But that's fine.
Just think about it. If I were working today,
I wouldn't be off
till like 5 or 6.
And I would be here all day just fucking the shit out of that fleshlight.
I know.
Where is it?
Yeah.
I need it with me at all times now.
You need to leave that thing alone.
So it was kind of nice today, though. You know how, if you guys listen to the show, you know, oh, real quick, I guess, if anyone's listening live, everyone's probably still at work right now. But thejamhole.com/feedback type shit, we're read or 406-204-4687. It's also probably somewhere at the top of your chat screen if you're watching this live at thejamhole.com/live. Right.
Right.
So, you know how I'm always talking about there's, like, the kid at work, and, you know, people are lazy, but there's one that's the boss's son, and he's, like, extra super fucking lazy and shit, and, you know, it's like a fucking, it's like pulling teeth to get him to do anything, and when he does come and help, like, he's a great kid, he's a good friend of mine, I hate, like, talking all this shit about him, but at work, he fucking sucks. Like, he's a cool friend, but at work, he fucking sucks.
Well, dude, in Florida, I had a lot of friends like that, too. Like, I had this clique in high school that I was with, you know, all the potheads or whatever, and it was me and a couple other dudes. And then when we grew up, we went and got a job at Walmart on the receiving crew together. So it's me, my friend Gabe I grew up with, and my friend Avery we grew up with. And, dude, Avery, wow, man, he was so fucking lazy.
But Avery's dad and mom didn't own the fucking Walmart,
no,
did
but,
they?
Like, it's just the same thing, though, because we were all friends and we're good friends and stuff. We don't want to get in these arguments, but, dude, like, sometimes working with that person you grew up with, you're
work
like, holy
is work.
Shit, man, it's different.
There's no family, there's no friends. It shouldn't be. It is, but it shouldn't be. That's like the same way if I was selling pounds and pounds of weed and a family member was like, hey, front me a bunch of that so I can sell it. I'd be like, no,
no.
Because this is business in your family and that's your, if something happens, yeah. I don't want to be fucked out of this and you're my family. Like,
but the thing is you, like, usually when you know someone outside or before you work with that person, you usually like them. And then when you work with them, it's a totally different story.
Yeah. And I mean, some people there, they do fine. It's just him. He always has a bad habit of, like, when I'm just about finished with something, that's when he'll finally come in and be like, oh,
you need a hand?
Need any help? And it's like, well, I did like an hour ago.
Thanks.
You fuck. But so today was cool because we are all, everyone wants to leave early today, so there's a salt route, the big, you know, business salt route, and then my big business water route. So the two Ryans split up the salt route, and they went off and did that, and then me and the boss's son split up the water route, and we went and did that. So I get there, and I'm like, you know, half hour late as per usual, and he's like calling me on my way there, which is cool because he wasn't even at work yesterday, and I was so pissed about that because, you know, they're getting married and moving into this new house and all that, so he's making salary now, which is cool, and he gets to go, you know, do all this work for his house and shit while still getting his paycheck, and, you know, we're there having to do extra work because he's not there,
right.
And it's just a stupid thing. So I get there, And he's like, I split up the route, of course, because he wants to do the easy part. And he's like, here, you're going to do all up by the hospital, and I'll do down in Evergreen. And, you know, up in the hospital, it's a lot of stairs, and they generally take more water than just the little businesses in Evergreen. So I'm like, whatever, that's fine. And it didn't occur to me until I started going on my route that all of the stops up at the hospital, every place was closed today. So I totally got, like,
the
I was
easiest
just,
of easy shit to do today.
It was weird. It was like I wasn't even working. I was just driving by and, like, pretending to get out. And but I was just, like, driving through all these parking lots. Like, I did my route, but I was just driving. I wasn't getting out. Like, it was a racetrack course, kind of. I'm like, all right, fucking hospital here, and then the Obgyn, and then, like, it took me like 20 minutes to make the lap, so to speak.
Nice.
And meanwhile, he's there doing the part that he thought was going to be cake.
Easy.
And they're all open just about. Like, he had a couple that weren't. But, like, we got back and he used about half of his water and I used 5 jugs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Which kind of did suck because then we had to unload all of the fucking.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't pack my truck full because we were splitting it, but, you know, I counted like if all of my places were open, and I estimated what they would need, and then, you know, 3 of them were open, so I had all this extra water, and he helped me unload it and all that shit, and, you know, so it was kind of cool. And then they were like, so where's, you guys should call the Ryans and see if they need any help. And I'm like, no, I'm leaving. See ya. And
nope,
I clocked
I'm
out
leaving.
And left. Because Ryan, I mean, the salt guy is cool, but the install Ryan, he's always like, leaving early and shit, and there's stuff to do that I could use his help with, but then I get back from doing something else and he's gone already. So I'm like,
yeah,
you know what, fuck them, they can do this shit them themselves. Like, I feel bad because the actual saw guy, he helps me when I ask him to, but
yeah,
like the other one, I was like, dude, there's 2 of you doing this, there was 2 of us doing mine, you guys should be okay. So
yeah,
I just left, and the one of the girls in the office, the son's fiance, was just like, and she's been leaving like every day. Like, the other girl, I'm totally gonna start a war, but the other girl that works in the office that wrote the fuck you Michael Jackson thing,
yeah,
she is just always pissed at her because every single day she's leaving, she'll go and do all these errands like as soon as everyone else leaves, so then, you know, the nice one is there having to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she is working, it's just like she won't answer the phone unless the other girl's already on the phone, and it takes her all day to do something that should take, you know, like an hour. And
yeah,
it's just no clerical skills at all. She can't spell, and the only reason she's there is because she's getting married to the boss's son,
right?
Which is going to make this that much more fantastic.
Woo!
For the rest of us to have to deal with it. And when they argue, it's like you can tell because they bring it to work, and
uh-huh,
then I have to deal with it, and it's
family.
Yeah,
work,
exactly.
It
that's
doesn't
what I'm saying.
Mix.
It doesn't. But
the only way it does is me and my dad. It works out so perfect. He's a prep cook, I'm a line cook. We have a wall that separates us. You know, I don't have to do any of his work usually, but he never has to do any of my work because prep cooks just don't do
yeah
that. But, like, you know, all I do is I'm like, Dad, I need this. Dad, I need that. Dad, I need this. And that's all it is, and he gets it, and it's done.
And I've said it before that, like, if my parents owned a business and all my friends worked there, and I knew that they thought that I just had the job because, you know,
well,
my parents owned the place, I would work twice as hard to be like, look, I'm pulling my own weight. I wouldn't be twice as fucking lazy and always, you know, in my dad's office on the computer or in my mom's office on the computer and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I would do work because I know that,
well,
these are my friends and shit.
All right, well, when I was in Florida and I was under 18 or whatever, I needed a job. And my dad was a senior foreman for the city of Sarasota's waste treatment department. And so he hired me on as a utility specialist. That's not an entry-level position at all. But because I was the boss's daughter, I got away with that, and that was pretty cool. And a lot of the other people were like, what the fuck, what the fuck? And I got to sit around in the shop all day and work on lawnmowers while these guys had to go out and, like, dig ditches and shit. And they were a little pissed about that, but I fixed all the lawnmowers perfect. It was great. And so, yeah.
And the other thing I noticed, like, I don't know if it's usually because the 4th of July, if rarely does it fall like where the 3rd is a Friday and then the 4th is Saturday, so you have that weekend.
Yeah.
But all of these businesses I went to today, they had this sign up, and it said, closed July 3rd in observance of the July 4th holiday. Like, we're closing a day early, even though it's a normal day, so we can get a head start on our July 4th holiday,
right.
Which, if you're not, you know, in the U.S., all July 4th is drinking massive amounts of booze and blowing up shit. Like, that's how we fucking celebrate.
Which I cannot do.
And granted, like, that's how we celebrate every holiday. We drink massive amounts of booze or drugs or whatever the fuck, and that's... It's our excuse. It's like, oh, you're going to go out for Labor Day or Memorial Day and get wasted? And everyone's like, yeah, you got to, because, you know, we're Americans.
I mean, even Christmas, you buy shit and drink eggnog.
Yeah, it's all like all of our holidays are totally alcohol-oriented, which is fine. Like, get wasted. I don't give a shit. But it just seems weird that you're closing a whole day early to get, like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It seems like you should close the day after... So
you can
really be cover. Like, I'm closed July 5th in observance of my July 4th that I got all fucked up and now I'm hungover as shit,
right.
And I'm missing two fingers. Like, I mean, that's how you should be doing it.
Yeah.
It just seemed weird that they all had, like, that same sign. Like, we're going to be out. Like, anything short of we're closed today to get a head start on getting really wasted. Because this July 4th, we are fucking getting super fucked up. It's fantastic. Oh, real quick, I did want to mention, congratulations to Brother Love and her in Kings County. I was just listening to the latest Keith and the Girl that he was on. And they got a record deal with Sony.
Oh, yeah?
On the table, like they're doing all the negotiations.
Really?
Yeah, her in Kings County. He drums and does some singing. And it's kind of like a country rock kind of band.
Yeah, I've heard a couple clips.
They've just been doing these little tours here and there, and then they hit one to where they were opening for Kid Rock,
yeah.
Which was like, that was their first biggest thing. And then, you know, he's been on tour pretty much ever since. And then, yeah, they're talking with Sony. Like, they had a couple weeks off, and they went and rented a house in the backwoods somewhere.
Nice.
And made a record, and that's the one Sony ended up getting. And they're like,
very
we
nice.
Fucking, here's the deal. So,
yeah, very nice.
And then speaking of them, they are coming here to Butte, Montana.
Nice.
Excuse me. Which I can understand, because it's more of a country-ish type of sound, and that's, you know, but Montana, it's all fucking
country,
rednecks and country. So we're gonna try and make the trip out there. If you guys are local here anywhere in Montana, or, you know, close to Kalispell or Missoula, it's August 22nd at the Butte Depot. So all that info is up on the jamhole.com/forums in the events section, and then also on the events section you'll see the September 25th episode 250 live show for us. That's gonna be here in Kalispell. And, yeah, you guys should all make the trip out there. And if not, there'll be a DVD of it for sale that McNally's going to help us make. And, yeah, should be great. Great time. I'm looking very forward to that. Like, I'm looking back at our back catalog. And I remember when we first started, there was, like, you know, 5 shows in there and then 10. And then you'd have to scroll down. And now it's, like, fucking boom. Like, that is us talking. Like, we did that, and
we talk a lot.
It's just cool to see that, you know, especially I've been listening to podcasts since I got my very first iPod, and
yeah.
I always was like, man, that is so fucking cool. And now it's like, we have this, and we're coming up on our 250th episode. So I think we've earned it. We've
yes.
done our fucking hard work. We've put in our time and money and all that shit.
And I myself have been with it for a long time, too.
Yeah,
almost
not as long as Braden.
Episodes.
Not as long as Braden was, but.
Well, no, but
you're
almost 100 episodes, man.
Damn near.
Yeah.
You're getting
coming
there.
Coming up on, 240 ish. Yeah, I think it'd be 100 episodes.
Was 140? Was that the first one
it
you were on?
It was in the 40s, 140 something, because I know the first one I had to sub in for Braden was 149, I think.
Right, when just me and you did it, and
yeah.
then John was with us.
John.
Wasn't that John?
No.
Huh, I don't know. Was it just me and you?
Yeah, it was just me and you.
Excuse my face.
When the
I
living
don't...
room was all the other way.
Oh, yeah, that was before. Yeah, because you were with us for the spring cleaning video.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because so, like,
we've almost been together for like 6 months, 7 months now.
Six.
Fuck. You left yet?
I tried once.
Yeah, you did. You didn't get very far, though.
No, I was doing laundry, and then you came home, and I was like,
so,
fuck.
I did get an email from 26, you know how we were talking about cannibal Holocaust, and we were wondering, I didn't get a chance to research or anything, if it was real or if it was fake or what the deal was, and he sent us an email, and he said it was fake, but they killed a lot of animals during it.
Like, yeah, because the animal parts looked real. I mean, like, stabbing a fucking thing in the throat, and it's, like, wiggling around and shit. It doesn't look mechanical, man.
I can see him using, like, pig guts and shit for all the human
yeah.
death scenes.
Because it
whatever.
Looked like pig guts. I was like,
and pig guts,
and
I mean,
exactly like ours.
Unless, yeah, exactly. Unless you're right up there examining it.
Yeah.
It looks like you couldn't tell the difference if they
no.
made it in the shape of human guts, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still a good movie regardless. And I was reading something interesting about it. Apparently, when it first came out in Italy, a court, like, banned it or something, and then they arrested the director for murder.
Because they thought it was real.
Because they thought it was real. And then, so the director had to call up the casting guy, and he was like, hey, I need you to find the people that played the three lost documentarians, and I need them here because
to prove
I'm actually...
that they're still alive.
Right, because I'm actually... How shitty would that be if they had accidentally died after that? Like, that would
They'd find records that they died of this, not that.
Maybe.
A different date.
Yeah, I just...
But,
they,
you know, how cool would that be to be that director and be like, I made this shit look that fucking
and back
real.
Then, like, you don't even have all the awesome technology we have now to make it look real. Like, you were...
He did it, dude.
You were cutting up pigs and animals and using real guts. Like, that shit,
it
looked fucking...
real.
I didn't know. I was
well,
like,
well, if I were that director,
be.
Man, I would be... Dude, I would be so proud of myself. I got arrested because they thought it was real.
Yeah, that's like the guys that make the snuff films, and the people are like, did you really rape and kill that chick? And the guy's like, what do you think?
What do you,
you
think?
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. So he had to, like, get the people there, and then they showed him, and they're like, okay, well, we're not going to put you in jail for murder, but the movie is still banned because it's sick and disgusting. So, keeping on with our tour of movies that have just fantastic rape scenes
in
them.
We still need to watch Pink. You need to watch Pink
I
Flamingos.
I will watch that one of these days.
Because that one, there was a big controversy over it in 1972, and it was crazy.
Pretty twisted.
Oh, dude. They wouldn't show it at regular hours during the movie theater hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Be at, like, midnight for the trailer for it. They didn't use any actual clips of the movie. It was just people talking about it and sound clips of it.
That's awesome.
Because it's that grotesque and messed up. So I enjoyed it.
So we started watching a movie last night. It was called Hit and Run. And from what I read about it before I put it in my Netflix ILoveTorrents.com queue, it sounded all right. It was like this chick drunk drives home, hits a dude, and then instead of calling the cops, ends up not calling the cops. And I got... like 10 or 15 minutes into it, and I was like, this is awful. I can't even watch it.
Yeah.
So, going by the comparison, this Hit and Run movie was actually not better than Transformers 2, because I sat through all of Transformers
right.
2, and this I only got 10 minutes in.
Well,
awful.
You actually paid for Transformers 2.
Please don't bring that up. I'm not happy about that still.
Well,
I still
I
want my money back, Michael Bay. Cunt. But so then I purchased a few movies, and I was like, all right, well, this sucks, so let's see what's next. Dead Girl. And I didn't even know that this had awesome rape scenes in it.
No.
Like, I was not prepared for that. Amazing movie, though. I really liked it. Enjoyed it. Was creeped out by it.
Ah.
Not by the movie itself, by what my penis was doing while I was watching the movie. That's what I was kind of more creeped out by. But basically, these kids, they're like the high school slippies, the ne'er-do-wells that are like...
Kind of emo before emo.
No, more like, not rock and roll, but just like, we don't give a shit.
Grunge.
We're skipping class, smoking weed. Yeah, grunge-ish, I guess, if you had to classify it, but so that, you know, they're in school and the kid's like, all right, you want to get the hell out of here? And he's like, fuck yeah, I don't need an education, let's get out of here. And they're always like, I got beers in my backpack. And the dude's like, all right, let's go to, what was it called?
The nut house.
And what it was is this old abandoned mental institution. And so they're in there, and the first, you know, few scenes is them just drinking and broing down and totally, like, they
start destroying
the fucking place.
And running through the halls and stuff.
They end up going down and finding this door that's shut, and they kick
rusted
it open.
Shut.
Yeah,
even.
Like, no one should be in here.
No one has been in there for the last 50 years, basically.
Something like that.
You know?
And they go in, and there's this chick, like, tied, or not tied, but
chained
all
down.
Strapped down to this fucking operating table with plastic over, totally naked. And they're like, whoa,
and
are
she
you
looks
seeing
like
this?
They thought she was dead.
Right.
And
dead
they went
girl
to touch
is the name.
And, like, she looked like maybe she died, like, yesterday.
Yeah, like, you know? She wasn't in decomp at all.
No, she was not in there for the entire duration that door was rusted shut is what it should have been, you know?
And so they look over at her, and all of a sudden the fucking plastic, like, moves, like she took a breath, and they're, like, freaking out. And, I mean, you guys gotta watch the movie, but basically the dead girl ends up being a zombie type of thing, and the dudes end up just having sex with her while she's strapped down to this fucking thing, and then they end up bringing their friends in and charging them $10 to have a whack at her, and it was the most amazing thing.
It was so great.
It was great. Awesome.
And the
awesome
ending,
movie.
Even better. I'm not going to ruin it.
Yeah, you guys
got to
watch it. But very cool and very creepy at the same time, man.
Very awesome. Best zombie rape movie I've seen.
Yeah, best dead rape scene so far.
It like, was very good.
If Cannibal Holocaust, if all the little short black people would have been zombies, I'd have to give it to them. But since they were actually living, then
it goes to Dead Girl.
Definitely.
Very good movie, though.
So
we should make a copy of that, give that to my brother.
one point I did want to mention about is that he goes down in there and he's like, is she dead or something? And the dude's like, yeah, dude, I've killed her like 3 times now. Like, punched her to death and
choked her neck. Snap. I killed her.
So he's like, so, and then he starts fucking her again. And then he's like, she's getting dry, bone dry, because, you know, she's dead, so her vagina is
doesn't
not
really work.
It's not self-lubricating and shit. So he finds the bullet holes where he shot her and, like, pushes on it, and all this disgusting pus comes out, and he, like, looks at his friend looks at him, he's like, eh. Why not? It's lube. Disgusting.
I know! And later on, you see a towel draped over that spot.
Yeah,
you know he's fucked
he's
it
like
crazy.
She's starting to stink, dude. It's like you're fucking the bullet wounds from the second time you killed her. Oh, gross. And then, like, one of the times they go down there and she's, like, flipped over and shit, so he was hitting her from behind, and then one time she was on the other way. Like, amazing movie.
It was
so
really
great.
Good. I really loved that movie.
So great. So, you...
Me.
What was wrong yesterday? Why don't you tell everyone why now we have no longer a video of your truck getting all fucked up?
Because someone got butt hurt, that's why.
No. What I said was you've been spending an awful lot of time with Zach the Felon, and how would you be cool then if I was, like, hanging out? Like, I come home from work and he's here. And, like, you know, 3 out of the 5 days this week he was here, or last week or whatever. And I'm like, how would you be pissed or would you be cool if you came home from work and I had a girl over here and we were just hanging out? Would you?
No.
Yes, you fucking liar. Don't
lie
now.
No, I say no, I wouldn't be okay with that.
Okay, you would be very pissed.
I would be very pissed.
I was going to say, don't lie now that we're recording this.
No.
So you took that as you're not allowed to hang out with him anymore. And I didn't say that at all. I just said don't have a double standard that you can hang out with dudes whenever, especially dudes that you know have a crush on you, and then get pissed if I hang out with chicks.
Well, and then I basically just...
You didn't know I was going to bring this up, did you?
No, I didn't really want to do it at all, actually.
Well, no, we need to talk about it.
Because you texted me and said, okay, about the double standard thing and stuff, and I realized, yeah, okay, I understand. I wouldn't like that if you were hanging out with a chick, because I don't like women at all, because they're evil, stupid, conniving cunts. And
you included. You're sure. The only one, right? You're the only chick in this whole world that's not a stupid, conniving cunt, right? There's a few. Well, but anyway. A lot of them up here are kind of scandalous bitches.
You know, I don't... Especially up here, dude. Well, especially. But they're all trying to find baby daddies and shit.
That's what they're trying to do, right. Or get pregnant.
Right. But you
see,
know,
I'm not rich, so, like, what's... There's no
doesn't
problem.
Matter. Look
they
at
don't
the chick.
Want me.
Look at the, look
Nobody
at
wants me, dude.
Look at these chicks around here. Look what they're with half the time, okay? Well, so yeah, it doesn't really matter. You're a lot better than what they've got.
I mean, obviously, but, I mean, come on.
Anyway... You know, I thought about it. I'm like, okay, if I wouldn't be okay with that, then I guess, you know, he's not okay with this.
Rather than change your jealousy over it, you would just rather not hang
because
out
I
with
can't,
him anymore.
I can't stop being jealous.
Right, and I understand that. You can't help the way you feel about certain things.
Right, and so I'm like, all right, well, did I can't do this, you know? So I just fixed
but,
it.
But so it's either... hang out with him every day or just not at all? Like, it
well,
seems
no,
like
it
you went kind of extreme and was like,
well, we
I can't see
you
ever.
We were both bored because there's nothing to do. I mean, he hasn't started work yet. I've been out of work for the last, you know, a couple days or whatever. And he left his shit here the other day and he needed to come and get it. And he's
of
like,
of course. That's such a sly trick, like, leave something at the girl's house.
Well,
so
no, I was supposed to bring it back to him when I went to work. But I ended up going to the doctor and shit and he couldn't get it back for me at work. So he walked his ass all the way over here.
Which seems weird. Like, what was in that bag that you need so bad you're going to walk 10 miles? Like, no shit. It is 10 miles from town. Like, I've biked it many times. Like, what is in there? I don't know.
I mean, what else did he have to do? Honestly.
Not walk 10 miles? Like, I don't know. That seems kind of outrageous to me.
Well, I would have brought it to him, but my brother came and got my car to use it for his driver's license test.
Right, so he couldn't wait like another hour?
I don't know.
See, that's what, and I don't know.
He was just bored, dude.
He's a nice kid. He gets on my nerves, and seeing him every day, especially after I get off work, the last thing I want is this kid in my house. Like, I mean, it's cool, come over every now and then for the show, but don't be here every fucking day. Like, you have things I'm sure you need to be handling in your own life that you're wasting time, you know, hanging out here with this girl whose car you wrecked a long time ago and had a crush on. It just seems very weird to me.
Well.
So he took that as I don't like him at all. And he got all butthurt and was like, fine, if I can't hang out with you, then I want the DVD back of me wrecking your car.
I don't know.
What happened? Tell me. What did he say? He was pissed about the whole Twitter thing, and I guess I haven't listened to it yet, but I caught some of the Big Mouth's live show last night. And I guess, I didn't know this, but I guess Josh got in a little Twitter war with him or something.
I guess.
I can't believe that's even a thing.
I don't know. He was like, just messing around.
Is Twitter war a real thing? Because that's amazing.
But, I don't know.
And he thought I was, like, talking shit about him or whatever because of the way he was talking that one episode. And that seriously bugged me. And it wasn't just me. A lot of people picked up on that. And they were like, why does he keep saying that? Shut up. Like, and he wasn't like that the first couple times he was on the show, so it had to have been something he picked up from then until, you know, that episode. And that's all. We were just calling him on it and being like, why are you talking like this? That's not you. Who are you trying to act like? And he took that as a personal attack and got all defensive and was like, well, fuck you guys then. And then you're like, well, I can't hang out with you anymore. And then he really got upset. And then...
Well, I didn't say it like that, dude.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I just talked to him about it. I said, you know, I told him about the whole double standard thing. And I'm like, look, it's my fault, dude. It's not Matt. You know, it's not Matt telling me I can't hang out with you. It's me because I'm doing this to Matt and I don't want to do that anymore. So this is what needs to happen.
And he got sad.
Well, yeah, dude. Like...
Well, it's like, get out there. I mean, you're spending all this time with a girl that's not available, so to speak. why don't you go out and try and meet new girls or something if that's what you want? Like, it just seems weird. And I've said this before.
Why can't he just be a friend, though?
He
wants to hang out with me because he's got some kind of crush on me.
That's what it is, though. You have to understand. I've said this before. That the only reason guys generally hang out with girls is because they want to fuck them. That's it. Otherwise, they'd be just fine doing their own thing, you know? They're trying to fill some sort of void in their own life, whether it be hanging out with of their bros' girls or, you know, whatever.
All of my friends have always been guys. And not all of them have ever wanted to fuck me, okay?
That you know of. I guarantee it, though. At some point in time, each and every one of them wanted to. That's just how guys work. I'm telling you. I know this. The only reason I usually hung out with girls is because I wanted to fuck them or one of their friends or something. That's just what guys do. That's how it is.
So why do you hang out with dudes?
Because dudes are dudes, and I'm a dude, and we can do dude things. You can't do dude things with a chick, usually, unless she's a dude like you. See, you're a dude and a chick. That's the... You're like the exception to the rule, almost. And I'm sure... I mean, it's not just you. There's a lot of chicks that are like that. They're called dykes, but... It's just weird that, you know, like, come over every now and then. I don't want to see you at my house every single day, especially when you're like, oh, I walked 10 miles to get here and stuff. Like, it seems like a very desperate, obsessive type of thing. Like, as soon as he got out of jail, he was looking for you.
I was the only person he knew.
Meet new people, dude. I don't know. Like, he's a nice kid and everything. Drop the fucking gangster attitude or whatever that was and just be yourself and get out there, dude. There's tons of fucking chicks around here. They're all scandalous fucking
sluts. But
why
do you gotta make it sound... I don't know, dude. Don't
like what?
He's not trying to get in my pants, dude.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying he did. He was at one point in time, and it seems weird that now he's acting that way.
Well, because he knows that there's no way in hell. There's just not. I couldn't be with him. I don't want to be with him. I'm with you.
Right, and I understand that. That's why I wasn't jealous about it. I was just more bringing to your attention that don't be a fucking hypocrite. That was all. Like, if you're going to do this, don't say, well, but I'm gonna sit here and drink, but you aren't allowed to drink. That's what it is, you know? I'm going to hang out with this, but you're not allowed to hang out with that. That's all.
And so I changed it.
Right, but then you got upset about it.
Well, the only other people I hang out with is my family, besides guys.
Right.
I don't like women, dude. I don't hang out with girls.
I'll hang out with the girls. You don't have to. I'm just saying, don't hold that standard for me then. That's all. It's not fair.
Well, do you have a shit ton of chick friends?
Maybe. I got a fleshlight. What do I need chicks for? Oh, fun. So you like fishing, right?
Yes.
So that's the reason why there will not be, unless he changes his mind or whatever, but as of right now, he has the DVD again, which seemed kind of weird, too, that like, well, fine, fuck you, then I'm taking this. Like, I don't know. Kind of like a childish, well, you know, fuck you then.
I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? This one's called Drowned Fisherman Near Boulder Dove for Lost Pole. Have you ever done that? Like a fish, just you lose your pole and you're like, fuck that shit.
Yes.
Knife in your mouth.
Yes.
Like, see, that's a dude thing. That's no.
No, that's not.
That is no.
I even did that up here once.
That is no.
I came up here in 99 and went, on vacation. And I went to Yellowstone National Park.
Right.
And I went fishing out there. And we were in this campground or whatever. And there's this chick that was my age. And she seemed, you know, pretty cool. Like, you know, I'm bored. And like, you know, we're the same age and whatever. And she's like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, I'm going to get up at the ass crack of dawn and go out to that lake and go fish. And she's like, can I come with you? And I was like, sure. So we go out. And she didn't have a pole. And I didn't know that she needed a pole, or I would have fucking brought one for her.
Right.
So we're like taking turns back and forth with my pole. And she fucking throws it out and casts it. And the top half, you know how they break in half?
Yeah, yeah.
The top half of the pole goes out with it.
That sucks.
Okay, and I'm like, fuck, reel it back quick. It's going to get stuck in the rocks. It's going to get stuck in the rocks. And like she reels it back. And of course it gets stuck in the rocks like 20 feet in front of us.
Of course.
And I'm like, motherfucker. Fuck. And she's like, what do we do? I'm like, you're going to go get it. And she's like, no, I'm not.
Well, this happened to this guy, and he ended up obviously drowned fisherman.
Oh, wow.
So
well, I've been pulled in and stuff before, and I don't know. I've had to go in quite a few times for my pull.
That sucks. 20-year-old Aurora man who was fishing at Barker Reservoir drowned Thursday after jumping into the frigid mountain water to retrieve his pole. And that sucks. Like,
go into water. Okay. Go.
That sucks because, like, you hit cold water and you have no breath left. So if you, you know, if anything goes wrong during that time, yeah, you're effed. You are totally effed.
Yeah.
It was the third time in 17 years a person has drowned near the same rock outcropping on the north side of the reservoir near Nederland. So, am I to believe now that fishing is responsible? Well, I guess lots of people die fishing.
Oh, yeah,
that's
dude.
Not that's... a weird... Okay. The Aurora man was fishing with friends about noon when his pole snapped. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Emergency services supervisor said the fisherman, whose name has not been released, jumped into the water to retrieve his pole and almost immediately called back to a friend, I need help. No shit. You just jumped into ice-cold water for a 1999 fucking fish pole. The friend jumped in and grabbed the drowning man, but in efforts to save himself, the friend started to pull the first man under, prompting him to let go and swim to shore. When the friend turned around and saw the first man was gone, he yelled for help. That's like survivalist instinct.
Yeah.
Like, you have no control over that. When you're, you know, you're just frantic and, you know, whatever is in your way, then, you know.
Oops. They're grabbing it.
Yeah, pretty much. If I have to run across you to get me safe, then I hope you can hold your breath a while. Two joggers summoned help. Emergency service workers were on the scene within minutes. Deep water divers continued the search when they arrived about an hour after the man disappeared underwater, and paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene.
Wow.
Never, like, almost drowned because of it?
Oh,
Well, I guess this is frigid mountain waters.
No,
Florida,
see,
there's no frigid or mountain water.
Well, when I had to go diving into that fucking lake, that was cold as shit. And I'm wearing overalls.
I bet.
And like, oh, dude, it sucked.
But
and
frigid mountain water, like, that makes me think of when we went hiking up to Avalanche Lake. And the lake is basically fed by the snow melting. So it is ice cold, like, right over what freezing would be.
I've been pulled in before and thought that, oh, fuck, I'm too far. I can't get back now. You know, what do? I need, like, a boat or somebody to come
by and get
me. But I guess, I think about 3 years ago, I was in Florida and I was fishing off of the jetties and it's just rocks or whatever. And I got a really big hit on my pole and I used, like, a 920 open face pen with, like, heavy duty line and okay, fine.
Go ahead.
Asshole. But I hooked into a Jewfish or a Goliath grouper.
I fucking hate Jews.
You know how I know it was a Jewfish?
Because it had a gold chain on. No. I don't know how.
No, it stole my bait.
Ha! Oh! Oh my goodness.
But,
wow, Hitler. Hitler co-hosting the show today.
But, no, it hit my line. And, Jewfish, what they do is they get up to, like, the size of a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah, they're big.
They're fucking huge.
Right.
This one that hooked into me was about 350-60 pounds, dude. And it just instantly pulled my fucking pole all the way down. I went with it. And at the, I think it was about 2 seconds later, I realized I'm in the water. I'm holding onto a rock. I'm holding onto the pole. And I've got a couple buddies there, and they're like, dude, let go of the pole. I'm like, fuck you. No, I'm not.
Jesus.
And they tried to hand me a knife and stuff to cut it, and I couldn't cut the line because I couldn't reach the knife and stuff. And I ended up losing my grip on the rock, and the tide's going out.
Of course.
And this fucking Jewfish is they just go straight down, dude. They're
just
pulling straight down.
That's like our survival instinct is to get above water. They like, drop.
Yeah, exactly. And so... all I did is I let my fucking, my drag really loose so it could run all the line. And I like, ended up swimming back to where I was. And it really sucked. It took me, like, 20 minutes to get out of the water.
Damn.
And then I got back up on shore, and I had my buddy. And I was like, okay, come here and help me. And I stuck the pole in the rocks, and we both grabbed a hold of it. And I tightened down my drag. and all that and locked my reel in, and it actually got him in, and it was fucking badass.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So I was like, motherfuck, pull me in, I'll pull you out. It was great. So I've had that happen a few times.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's why I don't fish.
Well,
no,
it's exciting, I just
don't
man.
Like eating fish, I don't. I would go and just sit there and read or write and take pictures while you were doing all the fishing.
Well, that's fine as long as you didn't complain while I was doing it.
Oh no, not at all. I love being out there and shit. Yeah. Like if we were thinking about maybe going camping, I don't know. I just talked to Odie and he said Kukanoosa, where we were. If you go to thejamhole.com/pics, you'll see pictures of truck camping. That's Kukanoosa. He said for the 4th though, it's always really super packed. So I don't know. If we'll go up there, but he's looking for other places for us to go while we're doing the show here. But like that kind of stuff I totally enjoy because it's quiet for me, it's relaxing, I can read, I can do writing, well, whatever I want to do while you're doing all the man stuff.
Well, well, that's cool because every guy that I've ever taken with me fishing is like, oh, I'm so fucking bored. I'm going to go play my PSP in the car.
No, see, I wouldn't, like, bring my Nintendo DS.
Yeah,
and be
dude,
like,
it's
like,
so
I would
aggravating.
I would do more creative things.
I mean, like,
or
if I started reeling in something really big and I need your help, you're going to help me, right? You're not you're
oh,
just
yeah,
going to be
sure.
Like,
I'll,
oh,
I'll
no
drop
way.
Shit. I'm not going to be there with my own pole and all that because I just,
well,
I don't
well, that's fine.
Really
if I'm like, go get my gaff, you know,
but, yeah,
you're
if you're
go
like,
get it, right?
I'm getting pulled in, help me. Like, I want to see a big fish. Like, I don't want to eat it or touch it or anything, but it's cool to, like, see it, you know.
So I could hand you my pole and I could grab it and shit,
right?
Right?
Yeah, I would hold on to a pole. Like, I got lots of practice doing that. I mean, hey-o.
Hey-o.
I'd bring my fleshlight, like, for sure, but.
But, no, I just hate it when I take someone with me and all they do is complain. Like, can we go? Can we go?
Yeah, no. See, I wouldn't be like that. Because
I could literally stay out all day.
Yeah, I enjoy the outdoors. I would maybe go sit in the truck if there was massive amounts of mosquitoes.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if I need help, you would be there. And if I reeled in a shark, you wouldn't be like,
oh, yeah,
no
if
way.
You reeled in a shark, I would jump in and be like, yeah, dude.
Really?
I love sharks.
Oh,
sharks
man.
Are cool.
I had two guys that won't go fishing with me anymore because
yeah,
of that.
You hang out with pussies. As
yeah.
We
well, I didn't
see.
Have a gaff. And so, you know what a gaff is, right? It's a big
nope.
long stick with a hook on it so you can grab the fish without getting really close
oh,
to
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know.
All right.
About,
well,
yeah.
I didn't have that. And I was reeling in a 7-foot bull shark.
Nice. Those fuckers get big.
I told them to grab my gaff, and they're like, you didn't bring it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I was like, get down here and help me. And they're like, uh-uh.
What? Really?
And so wow. I had to hand them my pole, and I pulled the line up. And this took like 45 minutes to get it in. But I had to grab the top fin and the side fin and pull it in between two rocks and get on top of it. To get it to hold
See,
still.
See, again, not chick stuff. Dude stuff.
That's
okay?
fun stuff.
I think you are gender confused, perhaps?
No, that is fun.
Are those real boobs?
Yeah, they're very
Did
real.
Did your vagina used to be a penis and balls?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
But it's very fun, though, and I freaked them out because I only brought two hooks with me. And the hook I needed was the one that was in the shark's mouth.
Nice.
It was a 4-0 short shank, fucking sweet hooks. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to get my hook back.
So this just in, we don't usually talk about politics or anything, but I hate this fucking bitch. And Red Fox just sent this to us at thejamhole.com/feedback. Breaking news, Sarah Palin to resign as governor of Alaska. Yes! What a retarded bitch. I mean, Alaska, like, I'm sure it doesn't take that much smarts, obviously, but you guys can do a little better than that. Former vice presidential hopeful won't finish out first term. Sarah Palin plans to resign as governor of Alaska in a few weeks. Palin, the Republican vice presidential candidate in 08, made the announcement at her home Friday morning, which is this morning.
Yep.
We are on top of shit. Thank you very much for that, Red Fox. He said it literally just came over on the wire.
Nice, nice.
With her at the announcement was some other douches. There was no immediate word as to why she will step down before the end of her first term, though some have speculated in the past that she may be interested in running for president in 2012, thus ushering in the apocalypse. Fantastic.
Whatever.
What a fuck. How... I don't even know where to start with this mess. Like, I don't even know.
Just don't.
Oh, boy, howdy, I know all about Russia. We're, like, right there. We're neighbors, practically. Oh, just kill yourself. And take, like, all those genes, please just get rid of it. I mean, it's in Alaska, and that's good that it's not here in the mainland where, you know, it can spread.
Right.
But, oh my Christ, pills and retarded babies and, oh, fuck. That whole thing just should have been aborted, like, just down the toilet. The
should
whole
have been
thing.
Drowned at birth.
Her also.
Deal?
Yes, like, tossed over the edge. Like, when you lift it up into the sunlight and it is weird looking, like, not a normal.
You chuck that.
Chuck that shit over the edge. I mean, you don't have to be a Spartan to know when, you know.
Shit ain't right.
Yeah. that sucks for her and her family.
But anyway.
But now she'll have more time to help her illegitimate children, you know, grow up and pass on all of the perfect knowledge that she's accumulated in her lifetime, which is like zero, but well, good for her. So, I did want to mention, we're going to talk about a little local stuff here, because this is kind of close to home. I know the people involved, we used to be good friends with them, so basically I'm going to read the story and then I'll tell you what really happened. Well, what I understand to have really happened. So, this one is called Man in Critical Condition at Seattle Hospital. If you're following the jamhole.com/Twitter yesterday, you will have seen what I'm talking about here. Summer's man was in critical condition Wednesday at a Seattle hospital after being shot twice during a disturbance with his father. Timothy William Withrow Jr., 18, was shot Tuesday in the chest and stomach with a .25 caliber automatic pistol. Withrow's father, 52-year-old Timothy William Withrow Sr., was taken into custody shortly after noon Tuesday at their house in Summers. He was charged Wednesday with felony aggravated assault for shooting your son in the chest and the stomach. Felony aggravated assault. Not
Wouldn't
attempted
that be murder?
If he dies. Because he's, like, right
he's
now...
He's still alive?
He's in critical condition in Seattle, hooked up to this shit. He doesn't
he got
really...
shot in the chest.
He opens his eyes every now and then, from what I've heard. He doesn't speak... Like, he's out. They keep him sedated. But sheriff's deputies responded to the Withrow home after Timothy Withrow Sr. called 911 to report he had shot his son during an escalating domestic disturbance. Authorities have yet to say what caused the altercation between the two men. Well, I'm going to tell you what caused the disturbance between the two men. Tim, from what I understand, Timmy, the kid, he was the one that I was friends with. His dad has a bad brain tumor and that shit going on, so I'm sure that makes him a little crazy.
Probably.
But
probably
still,
got something to do with it.
Timmy was like, "Where's the keys to the car?" His dad was like, "You're not taking the car." He's like, "I need to go somewhere. Give me the keys to the car." Went, grabbed the keys. His dad pulled out a gun, shot him in the chest and in the stomach.
That's...
over a car.
Wow.
Your son.
Whoa.
Right. Fucking crazy. So then I heard that his dad has been trying to OD on pain meds for a while and was carrying a gun just around the house with him for, like, the past couple days leading up to this. Just, like, losing his shit. Literally losing his fucking mind. Timothy Jr. was taken to Kalispell Regional Medical Center, where he was treated before being moved to the intensive care unit at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. The younger Withrow was serving a one-year probationary sentence for assaulting family members, including his father, mother, and girlfriend. And it's weird that they would include this. Like, by the way, he kind of deserved it because he has a past history of this.
Yeah.
All of this shit is, like, it's not, it didn't happen the way, like, they totally twisted it to make it seem like he's the bad person here. Like, his family is crazy, literally.
Yeah.
He lived with us for a couple weeks because they were always, like, kicking him out, and then he'd be like, "Fine, I'll leave," and then they'd be like, "You better come back or we'll call the cops and say you ran away." And just all this fucked up shit. So when, and then it says he was charged in September 08 with felony aggravated assault, tampering with a communications device, and three counts of partner or family member assault after attempting to strangle his girlfriend and then punching his parents. And now what happened is this girl, she was cheating on him and stuff and ended up coming over. She was stealing things from the house. And the guy she was cheating on him with came to their house, and, you know, a fight broke out there. T- Timmy got in trouble for it. So all of this stuff, like, it's weird that they would put it in because he's the one that got shot, almost being like it's okay that his dad shot him, when it's totally the other way around, that his dad is the crazy one. And yeah, so, and it's weird because I saw them all a couple weeks ago. Like, me and you saw him with his new girlfriend in that Cadillac a while ago, remember? The Mexican kid that followed us to the gas station, and you're like, who's that? Yeah. That's this
with
kid.
With Dana.
Yeah.
His girlfriend Dana,
yeah. So, I saw them, like, just a couple weeks ago at the cigarette
store.
Is that
the girl who got choked out?
No, this was a girl before that, I think. I'm not for sure. But so I saw them all, like, Timmy was driving the van, and his mom was in the front, and then his dad was, like, not in the back seat, but in the seat in back of that, and, like, he had this weird look on his face, like, he was just pissed and just crazy, like, he had lost his shit, because usually when I first met him, his dad was very happy and jovial and just a cool guy, you know, but I guess I don't know much about, you know, obviously the brain tumor or anything, maybe that makes you a little crazy and nuts or something.
Yeah.
But, so I stick my head in the window, I'm like, oh, how's it going, you know, how are you doing, and he just, like, glared at me like I had just taken a dump in his van or something, like the dad did. I was like, whoa. And he was just like, it's fucking shitty or something. And he just, like, gave me this scowl. I was like, Jesus, dude. But Timmy was all like, oh, yeah, you know, come by sometime and say hi and all this. And, you know, that whole family has a lot of problems. There's, in this trailer, it's always been the mom, the dad, the grandma, a sister here and there, and then his older brother.
I remember you telling me about that. You're like, dude, you should see how they live.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. A bunch
of
dogs.
So that's the dude who got shot, the guy we met at the gas station.
Yeah, he's the one that got shot.
Oh, wow.
And
now
I don't know.
Put a face to it.
A 25. That's weird that you shoot your son in the chest and the stomach, like you gut shot him, for asking, like, for taking the car keys on a car that he pays the gas on and that kind of shit. So, I don't know. But it was crazy because I was delivering in one of these offices and I saw this newspaper thing. It said, Summers man shot by his father or something. I was like, huh, I know people in Summers. So I look and there's a picture of their house and I'm like, no fucking way, dude. Crazy. And I look and, you know, Tim Withrow, I was like, fuck,
whoa,
that's crazy shit. So that sucks. I hope his dad gets, you know, something more than just felony. Like, I don't hope he dies, but I hope his dad gets something other than felony aggravated assault. But, see, they're going to probably go easy on him because Timmy has that record and he's on probation and all that, even though he's the one that got shot. He's had a lot of bad luck.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of hard time growing up. You know, me and Holly helped him as much as we could, letting him stay with us back then, and like they'd be totally nice and loving one day and then totally like kicking him out the next day, and it just changed like that from day to day. So it sucks. He's just had bad fucking luck, and now it all comes down and his dad ends up being the one to shoot him and shit. Like, he's the kind of kid that always gets in fights and that kind of stuff, but it's never his fault that the fight starts. But he will end it, and then by that time, the cops are there, and he looks like he's the one
the bad guy.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And that
sucks.
So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy that shit like that happens, you know, happen here. Usually, we don't have that kind of stuff happening here, especially to people I know, like, personally and stuff. So, pretty crazy shit. And then there's a bunch of comments. Most of you need to get your facts in line before you start writing a bunch of garbage. Seriously, no, he did not lose a kidney, speaking of the father, but he is barely hanging on to his life. Or no, speaking of the Timmy, okay. So instead of being a bunch of insensitive, rude liars, why don't you take a moment and pray for him? Because that's what he needs, right?
Right, that's what's going to help him, right?
Yeah, he needs you all to fucking
heal those
pray.
Bullet wounds real quick.
Yeah, could you just bless the bullet wounds with holy water and, you know, send him on his way? No, he has to be in a hospital with real doctors because that shit doesn't work.
Yep.
Like, I'm all about giving him good fucking wishes, but if you're like, we should all pray for him.
Like, have you ever watched House?
Excuse me, yeah.
Yeah, I remember one episode, the Dr. House dude looks at this lady and she's like praying and stuff. He goes, you know what? God is not here right now. I am God. put your trust in me.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, I am going to do more for you than your God ever will.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I love you. You're so awesome. I love that show. I haven't watched it in a long time.
And then there's a post here. I don't know if it's his mom or what, but it says posted by mom. She says, yeah, maybe. I remember when Tim needed a week vacation to ride the train to Colorado to help his 15-year-old honey run away from home. Then we met her. Not impressed. Sorry. Tim said she moved into the family home where everybody lived.
Like, yeah.
I don't know how you can live like
that. The family home.
Yeah, exactly. The homestead. But they're all Spanish and Mexican. That's how they live, I guess. I don't fucking know. He then said he knocked her up. We tried to convince him that according to the time frames given, he did not knock her up. If she was in fact pregnant, poor kid, not quite smart enough to be in the situations he found himself in my opinion. Today's rumor on the subject through the grapevine is he lost a kidney. Hope that's the worst of it. Parent your children, folks, and get help when you need it. And yeah, just bad parenting all over, and he just hung out with bad people, and you know, that kind of shit happens, but you don't expect it to be your dad that fucking shoots you.
Yeah, like that's
I can't see how it escalated from I need the car to now I'm shooting
you.
What happened in between if my dad shot me?
Why would you do that?
I just don't get how it gets to that point initially. Like, how does it go from, hey, I'm going to borrow the car to I'm shooting you now.
Right.
Like, what happens in between? And I guess, like I said, with the brain tumor and stuff, but that's no excuse then. If you're not stable enough to live in society like a normal human, then maybe you should have put the gun in your own mouth and not shot your son that still has a life ahead of him, you know? Now he's going to be all fucked up for the rest of his life, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
When you gut shoot somebody, like, that's fucked up, dude. You have a lot of vital organs
there's
right
shit
in
there, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit in there. A lot of sensitive shit. Like, just shoot your fucking self and be done with it.
Right.
You know?
Don't fuck up your kid's life.
Crazy, crazy fucking shit happening. So.
Sorry, it's an early show. It's weird.
It is. I was expecting you to totally still be sleeping.
I was gonna be. I don't know. I got up early and then I went back to sleep and then I got up and I went back to sleep and I got up.
That a girl.
And I was gonna go back to sleep, but then you came home. So
you know what we haven't had in a while? And we've talked about this before. A really good serial killer, like a prolific, not killing for any particular reason, random, just a really good, solid serial killer.
What was that chick's name? That she was the first female serial killer, and she was in Florida.
Oh, yeah, she's in that book, the serial killer book.
I have that book.
At the beginning of when we started the Jam Hole, and we kind of went through it and talked about our favorite serial killers.
She was a hooker or some
shit.
Yeah,
she was really fucking ugly, too.
Did you watch that documentary?
Yeah, it's always the ugly ones.
Oh, man, that documentary's the shit, though.
I have a saying, never trust an ugly hooker. Okay.
Yeah.
Never trust an ugly
hooker. Yeah, that documentary or whatever, all the way up, she was like, oh, I'm starting to believe in God. I'm really sorry for everything that happened. Then
God told me to kill you.
She's like, fuck you. Fuck everybody. I don't feel sorry for any of this shit. And then they killed her, and it was great.
That's so
awesome. It was so fucking cool. I was like, you're my hero.
And we have a few that, you know, every now and then will surface, but it's nothing like that prolific. So this one is called South Carolina Serial Killer Blamed for 4 Deaths in 6 Days.
Nice.
Gaffney, South Carolina. Sheriff Steppy searched Friday for a serial killer blamed for 4 deaths over the past 6 days as terrified residents wondered who might be next.
Is it you?
Is it you?
Me?
Should we draw straws? I don't know. Investigators have not figured out how the victims are linked or if they knew the man who shot them. So far, was it Tim's dad? Weird. So far, all they have is a sketch of a suspect in a possible getaway vehicle. Quote, there's no evidence there is a hit list. There's no evidence he knows the victims. There's no evidence the victims are connected. Well, then what the fuck are you even... Why am I even reading this story, cop? Thanks. But plenty of evidence links the killings who... Quote, yes, we have a serial killer.
Nice.
He said at a news conference. The latest victims were found in their family's small furniture and appliance shop near downtown Gaffney around closing time Thursday. Steven Tyler, 45, was killed. Oh my God! Steven Tyler? That's sad.
Is it true?
What's Aerosmith gonna do? Wait.
No.
What was he doing in a furniture shop?
Right.
A small furniture and appliance shop. Getting my guitar tuned up. he was killed, and his 15-year-old daughter was shot and seriously injured. Tyler's wife, his older daughter, and an employee found them in Tyler Home Center, the coroner said. The latest killing happened one day and about 7 miles from where family members found the bodies of 83-year-old Hazel Linder and her 50-year-old daughter, Gina Linder Parker, bound and shot in the home. That sucks for you guys. I mean, I guess, like, go ahead and kill old people because, you know, they're done anyway.
I don't really need them. They're not contributing
like,
to
the
our
the young
society.
People. I mean, I guess you can get rid of them, too, but, you know, it's better to start with the older people.
Right.
Or, you know, just wait. And just be like, all the old people that die, I did that with my mind. And then, like, I'm a serial killer every day.
Just, like, kill off everyone over 30.
How did you kill them? Well, I waited until they got really super old, and then they just died. I did that, though. I was consciously thinking that I did that. Quote, there is no greater fear than the fear of the unknown, and nobody knows. You can cut the tension with a knife, Peeler said. People are locking their doors, even in broad daylight. What a bunch of pussies! Well, the latest shootings took place less than half a mile from the sheriff's office, the command center, where at least 30 investigators were already working on the case. Blanton said a profiler has brought up the possibility that Tyler and his daughter were shot to taunt investigators, but he said his only concern is solving the case. Quote, we had a 15-year-old girl shot. He killed an 83-year-old woman. The good people of this community don't deserve that. Maybe she was a bitch.
You don't know. You don't know. Maybe she was a total cunt.
You never know. She could have been a huge bitch. The sheriff reminded people that they have the right to protect themselves and asked them to call 911 to report anything suspicious. He also advised salesmen and others to avoid knocking on strangers' doors with so many on heightened alert. Quote, best quote ever, people are going to start shooting at shadows. That's what we need, a town full of trigger-happy, frightened people.
Yeah, exactly what we need.
Like, you're all just there hiding.
It moved! Boom!
With your gun. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm delivering water there, and I knock on the door, and, like, five gunshots come ringing.
You get shot in the face.
Yeah. Like,
not cool.
You'd rather live like that? Shit.
No.
Just, I mean, hey, whoever's next is next, and that's how it is.
That's how it is.
That's just how it goes. You can't do anything. So, what's the time, please?
1:02.
Okay, well, I got a couple more things here, and then we'll go figure out what the fuck we're gonna do. This is kind of cool. This one is called California Students Get X-Rated Version of Class DVD. And when this kind of stuff happens, like, it's usually a prank when, you know, teachers reel in the fucking movie for their kindergarten class, and the DVD in there is, like, Busty Blonde 6,
right.
And it's like, well...
It's like my roommate switched to shit!
Who did that? Like, seriously. But this I don't understand how it happens.
Okay.
Elk Grove, California, Northern California elementary school teacher sent her students home for the summer with a video of class memories. Only the DVD included 6 seconds of her having sex on a couch.
Nice.
Like, that's you. So the teacher at one point in time recorded herself getting fucked on a couch. Somehow her Windows Movie Maker was like, you know what? I think this should be the transition between the scenes of the children making macaroni art. And then
right.
Like, all of a sudden, like, you don't watch that's I don't know. I made a video yesterday on thejamhole.com/YouTube, an emo poetry episode. Haven't done that in a while. And, like, I don't know if it's my OCD or what, but I have to watch it once in Windows Movie Maker, and then I'll save it and, you know, save it as a whatever I upload it to YouTube in, and then I'll watch that file. Because
on YouTube.
I'll watch it, the actual file, on the computer, and then I'll upload it to YouTube, and then I'll watch it again on YouTube. Like, if there's
just to
something,
make sure.
Yeah, and I'm glad I did, because once in a while, Windows Movie Maker likes to fuck with me, and, you know, maybe that's what happened here. And especially, like, if that was my job, and I was a teacher like that, I would double-check that shit, especially because I know how students are. And then I know how Windows Movie Maker is. I know what you try and do. Officials at the Elk Grove Unified School District asked families of the teacher's 24 students to get rid of the DVD after the unintended clip was found spliced in a scene where children were sharing stories in class. Quote, "Just destroy them," said spokeswoman Tori Johnson. Just destroy them. That's awesome. Like, it's just fucking. I mean,
yeah, but they're little kids.
But 6 seconds of it, like,
one
little
two,
kids. Yeah,
three,
all right.
Four, five.
That's like
six.
A good two or three thrusts, I guess.
That's a nice. Holy shit!
That's
look,
a nice.
Look.
What the fuck?
No, it's like look. Your mom turns around. What? I don't see anything going on.
And that's the thing, like. It's long enough that maybe you should have caught that. Like, when I'm looking over my Windows Movie Maker timeline and I see a picture of me getting my dick sucked, and I'm like, is this the dick sucking video? No, this is the kindergarten school video.
Oh, okay.
Should probably take that out.
Right.
Like, wow, teacher. Wow. Johnson said the teacher, whose name isn't being released, but you can find her all over YouPorn.
Right.
The username HotSlutTeacher69. Sent the DVD home with her students from Isabel Jackson Elementary on the last day of class Friday. She learned of the mistake after a parent called her a raging slut.
Nice.
She then called all the parents to ask them to destroy the DVD and please don't sue me.
I wonder if they fired her.
The school district located just south of Sacramento initially sent a letter home to parents asking them to return the DVDs, but then just asked parents to destroy them.
Nice.
I'm sure, I don't know, teachers get fired for less, but nowadays it's hard to find, you know, good teachers, which is weird. Like,
yeah.
We pay our athletes millions and millions of dollars, but the people educating our children get paid fucking shit.
See, that's why I don't want to, you ask me why don't you go back to being a teacher? I'd
well,
much rather
you
have that
wanna,
job.
You should want to be a teacher because you
want to
help
the
system,
if
not
I made
because
more money.
You're a greedy slut.
But I can make more money doing barbecue rather than be a teacher.
Then you're being a greedy slut. And you shouldn't
be a
teacher.
I can't afford shit.
Well, good thing you have to pay rent.
Well, plus I'd have to go back to school for a little bit longer to upgrade all my shit.
Right, of course.
So, yeah, and that costs more money than I have.
Obviously.
But I did get to teach for a year. It was fun.
Well, that's good.
In high school with a bunch of little asshole kids.
So,
Erato Toys, hey, any updates on Brayden? No, I haven't heard
what
from
about,
him.
What about, like...
Just, have you heard from him? Because I haven't.
The resignation episode?
Like, that was it, right?
That's, yeah,
that's
that
the last
it.
Time I heard from him.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're expecting. Yes, call you live on the gem hole. Please don't be Josh. Holla.
it's Josh.
Sorry. God damn it. I thought you blocked that number.
I thought I did.
What's
he
up, dude? How's it going?
Number.
I use a call, you know, blocker number, roundabouter.
Well,
anyway, that's
your
not
number.
I just woke up. Matt, I need your opinion.
Please.
Since you're an expert white rapper.
That I am, yes.
I need your critique on the one that I sent you, you know, because I need help.
What are you doing?
Of course
I don't
you
think
need
it's
help.
Of standard. It's my white podcast rap.
Are you rapping?
You haven't heard it?
Did you rap
shit,
to
I'm
me?
About to drop an album, bitch.
Are you? For reals? Oh, man.
Nice.
No.
This is no talking about. What did you send me, really?
I'm dead serious. I sent you my rap.
Right on.
And I wanted your opinion on it. And also, well, fuck, I forgot what else I was calling for.
Oh, please. Take your time. You want to tell
okay,
us the
yeah,
moose story?
Okay, yeah, we got
story?
All day, right?
Fucking A. You want to tell us the moose story?
I'd rather not. I think it took that entire cigarette break for him to tell that story. So unless you want to go smoke again and not turn on music.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have told the story. I mean, couldn't you hear the fucking music playing?
Yeah, yeah, no, but I could. I was talking right over that. I mean, look at my show, dude. I just talk right over everything.
Well, obviously. Obviously, right, yeah.
So what are you guys doing for the 4th? Anything? Getting wasted, blown up shit?
We're going to go out and get some fireworks. Are fireworks illegal in Montana?
Fuck yeah, son. We go to the reservation and get the good shit.
Oh, that's how you get. Okay, we do the same thing. We got to drive 80 miles north just to get fireworks and then bring them back and shoot them off in the backyard.
No, see, like,
but we're not allowed to shoot them.
We can go. We can go right into town and get, you know, normal shit. But if you want
big ass mortars, and
big
stuff.
Mortars, and you know the sparklers, you can make sparkler bombs out of, and Roman candles, and
whoa! What's a sparkler bomb? I've never heard of this.
Are you fucking
serious? Really?
Dude.
Serious, what's a sparkler bomb? I need to know.
Okay, there's videos of it from a couple 4th of Julys ago that we all made on the jamhole.com/YouTube. Just search for firework fun or something like that. But basically, you take a pack or two or three, however many. If you search for sparkler bomb on YouTube, people make them huge, like the size of coffee cans.
I've thrown them in my friend's mailboxes
which
blew the shit out of them.
Fucking crazy. But basically, you take a bunch of sparklers, and you have them all even, except for one in the middle, and that's the fuse. And then you wrap the shit out of it in electric tape. It's got to be electric tape to get, you know, the best results. And I'm sure, depending on...
You got to have a good seal around it, right?
Exactly. And depending on your region, I'm sure different people have used different things. But I've found electric tape works the best. And you wrap it, like, 5 or 6 times. Like, all the way down it and up it is 1. Down, up is 2. So you do that, like, 5 or 6 times. And it makes the loudest explosion. Like, it makes a pretty good... compression, like,
oh shit,
but the sound is so fucking loud, it's amazing. And it is illegal.
Do you feel concussion wave come off of it?
Yes you can. It's crazy, but watch the video.
My favorite is throwing a mortar in a mailbox. Those are awesome.
We allegedly a year ago here in Montana, we put one in, actually it was probably like 8 years ago, we put one in the coin return thing in a payphone, and it ripped the whole thing, just shredded it, and there was chain, like, it was like shrapnel everywhere. It was so nuts.
Holy shit.
And
awesome.
Ever since that, they are kind of frowned upon here. So but yeah, check out our video. Check out the 4th of July video on thejamhole.com/YouTube, and you'll see the ones we made and that we filmed. The camera doesn't pick up, like, it doesn't do any justice to what it really sounds like, but you'll get an idea of what they look like and shit.
Sweet. Well, thanks for the idea.
For
I appreciate
sure.
it.
Mate, you got a nice video camera or anything?
I don't. I'm trying to talk Joe into go picking up that HD flip camera.
Ooh, going HD.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't even
gotta
need
have
that.
HD.
Listen to me. If you're using shit for YouTube, you don't need HD because it gets compressed anyway. Just get a fucking $150 Evrio, dude. That's all we use, and the shit is crystal clear.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll check it out.
I mean, if you're making DVDs, then definitely go HD. But anything for the web, dude, you don't need that.
I thought YouTube had a HD feature.
Yeah, they do. But for the most part, people that are watching, you know, videos just bored real quick, they're not going to use that much. But I don't know. I just find that even the Evrio, if you click HD, it makes it a lot clearer.
Okay.
It's not true HD, but it looks good for, you know, you don't want to spend a fucking hour downloading a 5-minute movie on YouTube.
All right, now, so...
I might go overboard on the sparkler thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's a big one? Because I was thinking about making a coffee can size or bigger.
That would probably take, like, a case of... I think that's a brick sparkler bomb. Like, a whole... We buy them by the case, you know? Like, I think it's... It's like 12 boxes of sparklers, and there's, what, 15
yeah.
or 20 in each box?
Something like that.
How big of an explosion am I getting off that? Am I going to, like, be way more surprised?
I've never made one.
Blow an arm off,
I've never made one that big. I've only seen those on YouTube, and they put craters in the fucking ground, so... Be careful. Okay. It'll, dude, the shockwave from stuff that big will shatter the windows. So be careful where you do it. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like, it will break.
Yeah, don't do it in the backyard. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, you can do the little
don't
ones.
Do that.
Yeah, you can do the little ones in the backyard. But yeah, not something coffee can size. But just look around on YouTube for it. There's a ton of videos up.
All right, so on Sunday, right on. When he does his next show, I can't wait to watch
missing.
All bandaged up
yeah,
and, like,
dude.
Blood seeping through everything.
Fucking an eye
Matt
patch
from
over,
the jam hole.
Eye patch over one eye and shit. Fuck you, Matt.
Fuck you, Matt.
I'm warning you right now.
What?
That is some serious shit,
the
so
chick's
be
not even going to be there because she got killed by shrapnel.
Well,
know?
Yeah, no big loss there, but okay. I'm just kidding. I enjoy her.
Yeah.
When she's quiet. So, right. I got your podcast wrap here. You guys want to take a listen to it here?
I'd love to.
Sue, how long? I'll get off the phone to listen.
All right. How long have you been rapping, Josh? Like 10 minutes?
For
now?
Years, dude.
Years?
No, this is, I've been rapping for about hours.
You want to battle? Okay.
No.
Are you going to stay on the line while I play this, or are you going?
I'm out.
Okay. Holla back.
Later.
Later.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is Big Mouth Podcast, Life of a Podcaster. Are you,
oh,
are
God.
You even
I'm not
ready
even
for
ready
this?
For this at all.
Yo, Big Mouth Podcast 2009, baby. Other podcasts out there be talking shit, but we don't deal with that. So I wrote a rap about it. Yeah, check it. Some people out there trying to talk the trash about how a podcast can't make no cash. I got news for you, motherfucker, listen up. I need your full attention, like two girls, one cup. Podcasting ain't easy, it's a way of life. Like a nerd with Star Trek or a dude with a wife. You gotta give it your all, you gotta be the master. Yo, this is the life of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy,
yo, this is
no,
the life
no.
Of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy,
this is the
no,
life
no.
Of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy,
this is the
no,
life
no.
Of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy.
This is the
no,
life
no.
Of a podcaster. First start at the bottom and you build a site. Then you work your RSS while staying up all night. Then you do your show and you do a little edit. Take out all the ums and expect to get credit. You publish your shit thinking it is gold. You spam a couple forums in caps and bold. The people post comments, say your show's a disaster. Yo, this is the life of a podcaster.
Podcaster.
This is the life of a podcaster.
Okay, thank you for that.
That was amazing.
Wow, dude.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Oh, wow. I will put that as the outro. Oh, he says the best part is coming up. Well,
okay. Well,
I was going to put it at the end, but okay.
Podcaster, say you think it's for you and you think you're tough. You just might do your own. Well, don't. There's enough. But don't worry. Don't fucking fret. Big Mouse will entertain. That you can bet. Just heed my final word. This is what I say. If you like podcasting, you're totally gay. So this is my rap. I'm no broadcaster. You better recognize I'm a podcaster.
Wow, dude.
This is the life of a podcaster.
Podcaster.
This is the life of a podcaster.
You should have changed it to Rod Master. That would
right?
be more the lines of what you are there. But good job, nonetheless, for your first
good
your
job.
First rap. I'm sure if I broke out, which I do have, if I broke out some of the shit I first recorded, like, 5 years ago, you'd be like, wow, that is awful garbage. So, good. I'm proud of you. How long, I'm curious now, how long did it take you? Oh, it took you 2 hours to do all that? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I think so. Fucking, he's like, it's supposed to be funny.
Well,
it is funny,
I
Josh.
Understand that. It is. It's very
it's hilarious.
Humorous.
I loved it.
Wow. You're no Eminem, but hey, keep it up.
I put that on my iPod, bumped that in my truck.
Oh, God.
A podcaster.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate it.
For you, I will look like an idiot driving through town.
So, is that making fun of me or what? Because I don't understand.
It's making fun of all of you.
All of us. All yeah. y'all niggas. All y'all bust-ass niggas. You and Tube Steak should, like, do a rap together. You
oh
ever seen
God.
The Tube Steak videos?
No.
That shit's awesome. Oh, goodness. All right, I got one more story here, and then we'll call it a day. This is kind of cool. This one is called Connecticut Teens Mishear Sex Screams Beat Man.
What?
Beat Man.
Beat Man?
Like the man that makes the beats, the beat man?
Okay.
Hartford, Connecticut, a 16-year-old girl thought she heard her mother being assaulted by her boyfriend, rounded up some friends who beat him up, only to learn later that the couple was actually just fucking.
Nice.
You heard your mom screaming, so you got on the phone and called up all your homies and was like, hey, it's going down.
Get over here.
Right here, right now. We got some ass to beat. Like, wouldn't you get in there and see that they're fucking and be like, oh, so sorry.
Shit. Sorry.
Instead, they're like, oh, he's raping her. Get her, get her. Like, really?
Probably.
That's crazy. The girl misinterpreted the woman's amorous screams as she and four other teens went to the woman's bedroom and beat his fucking ass. One of the teens beat the 25-year-old man with a bat. Wow.
25-year-old?
Nailing your mom?
And
she's
you're in
16?
Your teens?
Holy huh. shit. Uh-oh. Maybe it was her.
She's a cougar.
I wonder how old the mom is.
Fucking 52.
Says no. her somewhere. That's awesome. He had a bat. Others punched him. He suffered a black eye and several bruises, and his pride totally destroyed. Totally. The girl, two 17-year-old boys, and a 19-year-old was arrested Tuesday night and arraigned in the court. This dude was charged with assault and conspiracy. The teens faced similar accounts. The fifth teenager was not charged. The 34-year-old woman.
Oh, so okay. Not, that's not bad.
I mean, 25, that's like 10 years.
It's 9 years.
Nine years. So not too bad, but weird when you're just as older that as you're
like
just
the teen could have been fucking the dude.
It's the same years older as the daughter is than you are from the mom. Like
right.
you're 10 years older than the teen, 10 years younger than the mom. Like I smell a porno right
yeah,
there,
right
man.
There.
Y'all should have got together. Make love, not war.
I mean, I guess if you're loud in bed and shit. I mean, like, think about last night.
But are you, like, you... I like to think I would know the difference between someone screaming for their life and someone, like, moaning because they're getting the shit fucked out of them.
Right.
It's two totally different screams. You're not like, oh my God, what's wrong, Mom? What's wrong? No, like, if you're getting attacked, you're like, like, two totally different screams.
So, I wonder, it makes me wonder, though, because, like, last night, it's dead quiet in here. There's nothing going on at the neighbor's place or the other neighbor. It's all quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going at it.
Like fucking animals.
And all you hear throughout this whole place is us.
Just rocking the fucking boat.
I wonder what... If I wake people up, maybe.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
I don't know. We get fucking loud.
Yeah, but they're so zoned into their television sets, they have no idea what's going on.
Until the floor starts shaking.
You could be naked, walk out there into their apartment, out the back door, and back in here, and they wouldn't even notice. I guarantee it.
Well, that's that theory.
It's what I call in the zone. Being in the zone. Quote, the 34-year-old woman told the press that the girl was her daughter, and she denied she was screaming and said her daughter thought she heard a slap and believed an assault was happening. An assault on that ass.
Yeah,
yeah, come on. Your mom was getting plowed. You were just jealous that you weren't getting plowed.
She was probably pissed because she had a crush on the dude the
whole
time.
It was probably her friend. You're like, I want to introduce you to my 25-year-old friend. And mom's like, hey there, buddy.
What's up, baby?
Want to have real sex? Real sex five?
Yeah, I know how to do it right. So let's do this.
Instead of asking what was going on, they assumed and took matters into their own hands. They have most definitely made an ass out of you and me. The teens knocked on the bedroom door and Arnold opened it, according to the couple who recently broke up. The teen rushed into the room and the man, Roger Swanson, said he didn't have a chance to explain himself. It's not what it looks like. I mean, it's not what it sounds like, is what he actually
should
have said.
It is what it looks like.
I am fucking the shit out of your mom, but that's not... Your mom screams like a banshee. He tried to get away, but the teens chased him down and started beating him in the house. The day... Like, I'm 28. Am I 28 now?
You're...
Gonna be 29, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The day I get ass beat by some 15 and 16-year-olds, I guess one of them was 19, but still, Like, the day that happens, like, just kill me. I would beat some teenage ass, if, even with the bat, dude. They
You've never even been in a fight in your life.
It
How
doesn't
do you know?
Matter. It
How
doesn't
do you
matter.
Know?
Because I know. I know exactly what would happen. They'd swing at me with the bat. I'd catch it in my hand, fucking douche, and then I'd have the
you
bat.
You don't know what you
and
would
then
do.
It'd be on. I'd just start busting heads. And then I'd be
You don't
fucking,
even know what you would do because
I'm telling
you've never been
you,
in a fight before.
I just told you what I would do. It doesn't matter. I know what I would do if the need arose.
I don't know. At the heat of the moment, you can't. People either they have it or they don't, and they can't get it together. Some
I'm quick.
Of them can. So
the bat would swing. I can't. I know exactly what happened. They came in. I'm plowing mom, and then they come in, and like my spider sense blows up, and I'm like, I just fucking move my hand. There's the bat, and then I grab it. Still, I wouldn't even stop plowing the mom. I would beat all their fucking asses while mid coitus, just beating them out with a fucking bat. I'm not even kidding. That's how it'd go down.
Okay.
This guy's a pussy.
All right.
He said he knelt down over a chair and tried to protect his face, but got hit in the eye like a big fucking pussy. He covered his back to try and protect him, but the teen with the bat started hitting him in the legs. Then they left. Quote, what if they fight someone else and those guys don't walk away? What if they kill somebody, he said. If you get killed by them, you are a huge pussy.
yeah.
Then they're going to spend the rest of their lives in pussy jail, because that's where pussies go. These kids need to learn, go through the court system, and see if you don't do or see if you do something to somebody, you see what happens. That's right. I fuck your mom, you hit me with a bat, I grab the bat, and kill all of you. That's what happens. Now, who's the ass now? It's not
and
me.
I'm going to finish.
It's just you. And that is it for that story. You want to talk about the rabbit woman?
Not really.
Not really? It's crazy
no people.
All right, well.
But speaking of rabbit, Erato Toys.
.com.
Erato Toys. Something that vibrates.
Erato Toys says if you ever say it's not what it looks like, you're probably having a bad day. Probably.
Probably
absolutely correct.
So we're at about an hour 26.
All right, that's good. That's good. You guys have a safe 4th of July. Blow some shit up. Get wasted. Remember, August 22nd is the Huron Kings County show. Brother, love. I don't know. I mean, he was drunk when he said it, but I was like, if you have some spare time, you should drum me, because he's an amazing drummer. You should drum me some hip-hop beats
to
rap
to. Yeah, I was
there
for that.
And he's like, yeah, I'll totally do it. And then he's like, we're coming to Montana. I was like, well, just bring it. So I hope you remember to do that, because I would really like that. That'd be awesome. August 22nd, we're going to go down there. So if any other fans of Keith and the Grill or the Jamhole are going to be there, wear your shirts and shit, and we'll all have a meetup on the jamhole.com/forums. There's a post in there MDS made. So, yeah, we can make our plans there. And then September 25th is our 250th episode, our live show here. It won't be a show on the feed. It will be being recorded, and you'll be able to watch it that way. So come on down and be a part of that. Help celebrate 250 episodes of the motherfucking Jam Hole. Braden said he will be there for that. So if he's there, he's there. If not, that sucks, because, you know, he was there for most of them. So
yeah,
more of them than Travis was. I want my iPod Nano back, you fuck.
What?
Still pissed about that. Keith and the Girl, a long time ago, had a MySpace contest to win an iPod Nano with their logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 10 of them they gave away. I won the last one.
Yeah.
I had, you know, other iPods, so I never used it. And then we started this show, and I was good friends with Travis, so I let him borrow it. And then, remember, he just left the truck and a note that said, I quit, and no iPod Nano.
Oh.
And I haven't seen it since. Haven't seen him since. So I want that back. I'm really, I mean, I wouldn't even use it. I just, like,
you just want it back. I won that, damn it. It's
like,
mine.
That meant something to me, and I want it back, you fucker. So, yeah. Other than that, remember the jamhole.com/vote. We're hanging in there at about 7 or 8 in comedy overall. So, get us voted up there. Don't forget to check your email, verify the vote. This will be the last month that we really push that. If you guys want to keep voting, I'll probably keep voting, but I'm really over it. So, yeah, other than that, oh, like I said, I made a new emo poetry episode to kick off this next set of 20 that will go towards the next album. Episode 21 is up on the jamhole.com/YouTube. Check it out, rate all of the videos, and leave comments. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel. The more subscribers we get, the higher up that goes, all that bullshit. And on iTunes, if you're subscribed, give us a rating, give us a comment. It looks good. It shows iTunes that, hey, people listen to this.
Hey.
Cool. So, we know you're listening. We see you. Other than that, we will be back Monday for episode 214.
14.
Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Email us info@thegemhole.com. Send us awesome stuff. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903.
Preferably send me something that vibrates.
Something, send vibrating things that she can shove up her twat, okay?
Right.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Have a safe holiday. Later.
Later.
Yo, Big Mouth Podcast 2009, baby. Other podcasts out there be talking shit, but we don't deal with that. So I wrote a rap to rap about it. Yeah, check it. Some people out there trying to talk the trash about how a podcast can't make no cash. I got news for you, motherfucker, listen up. I need your full attention, like two girls, one cup. Podcasting ain't easy, it's a way of life. Like a nerd with Star Trek or a dude with a wife. You gotta give it your all, you gotta be the master. Yo, this is the life of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy.
Yo, this is
no,
the life
no.
of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy.
This is the
no,
life
no.
of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy.
This is the
no,
life
no.
of a podcaster.
Podcasting ain't easy.
This is the life of a podcaster. First start at the bottom and you build a site. Then you work your RSS while staying up all night. Then you do your show and you do a little edit. Take out all the ums and expect to get credit. You publish your shit thinking it is gold. You spam a couple forums and cats and boat. Then people post comments say your show's a disaster. Yo, this is the life of a podcaster.
Podcaster.
This is the life of a podcaster.
Easy.
Podcaster.
Oh no.
This is the
you
life
won't.
Of a podcaster.
No, no. It ain't easy,
the life
baby.
Of a podcaster.
Podcasting,
life
not
of a
easy,
podcaster.
Baby.
So you think it's for you and you think you're tough, you just might do your own. Well, don't, there's enough. But don't worry, don't fucking fret. Big Mouse will entertain, that you can bet. Just heed my final word, this is what I say. If you like podcasting, you're totally gay. So this is my rap, I'm no broadcaster. You better recognize I'm a podcaster.
He's a podcaster.
This is the life of a podcaster.
Podcaster.
This is the life of a podcaster. How about that for a rap, bitches? Holla. Big Mouth out.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.